month, and then we have to take a break and look at miracles in American history. So I hope that's not confusing if I do that at the first of the month and the Baptist history the rest of the month. So this morning I want to tell a story, heartwarming story about a man that some of us knew. We'll describe that in the story. But in June 6th of 1944, this young soldier was on aboard the SS Columbia, a French freighter headed for Europe. America was embroiled in World War II. Bill Renstrom was on his way to Europe at the 133rd Combat Engineer Battalion. Ship sailed from New York Harbor. And this was interesting that the author said this. This would be many of the soldiers catching what would prove to be their first and last glimpse of the Statue of Liberty. And I think about that as they sailed to Europe. Billy Renstrom was the youngest of 12 children. He was born to Swedish parents in Ohio. In his youth, he attended a Baptist church, and at the age of 15, he was saved. Immediately was baptized and joined the Struthers Baptist Tabernacle in Struthers, Ohio. And he was a high school student on December 7th when the United States was bombed at Pearl Harbor. And this would change his life dramatically. Immediately after that, in 1942, just months after that, his mother passed away suddenly. Very determined young man. He wanted to finish high school, and he wanted to join the cause, and he did. He was captain of his football team, just an excellent athlete. And then in July of 1943, he received his draft notice, and he was joined there in Akron, Ohio. He gained the rank of corporal on D-Day, as I described, June 6th, 1944. He was, I believe, in Ireland at that time. He was sailing from New York, and he was going to Ireland. And then on July 15th, he was in the 133rd Combat Engineer Battalion that landed behind the troops on Omaha Beach. This was Patton's Third Army that you see there. I think we have, yes, going ashore there in Omaha. And his group or his squad was given various assignments, such as repairing highways for rapid troop deployment. The highways had been destroyed in the invasion. One of the tasks was the discovery and destruction of landmines. Very dangerous assignment, as you would imagine. And on November 28th, 1944, a day that Billy would never forget, while he was performing his duty, he struck a landmine, and the shrapnel from that landmine blinded him immediately. There was numerous surgeries to try to save his eyesight, but they were to no avail, and he was told that he would be blind for the rest of his life. He was evacuated to a military hospital, finally transported back to the United States. But something happened to Billy during that time, and he became more and more bitter and just really went away from the Lord. He was a broken, bitter man, and just became a recluse and started to withdraw from people and, of course, from the Lord. He had a good friend, and a friend that just persuaded him, even though Billy was very angry at him for trying to persuade him to do this. He went with his friend to a revival service. And that night at the revival service, the Holy Spirit convicted his heart, and he got right with the Lord. The Holy Spirit brought restoration, and his life began to change. His son had said that, you know, he was a healthy, vibrant, handsome young man, and yet when he, after the landmine accident, he became very bitter, as I said, and blind and broken. Just an interesting phrase that his son used. And wanting to know more of the Lord, of course, he had drifted from the Lord for years. And wanting to know more of the Lord, he wanted to go to Bible college. And so he enrolled in Western Bible College, Western Bible Institute in Denver. The GI Bill enabled him to go to school. He had a beautiful tenor voice and began to sing there at the school. And eventually he was singing in a quartet that traveled for the school. It was there that he met and fell in love with the pianist who happened to be the president of the school's daughter, Miss Ruby Harwood. And after graduation, they were married, and he served as a pastor in Colorado. About late 60s, I believe it was, Dr. Bill Rice of the Bill Rice Ranch and Evangelist Bill Rice, he invited Billy to join his team. And so they decided this is the Lord's will. Again, he's blind, totally dependent on his wife through this time. And they accepted the invitation. They moved to Tennessee. And this is where many of us might know him. I don't know. I attended Bill Rice Ranch as a child in the 70s, and I remember Billy, the blind singer. And just interesting, as I read this, those memories come back. And so I don't know if any of you went to the Bill Rice Ranch during that time and knew Billy as he traveled. He may have traveled to your church even with Dr. Rice. And they moved to Tennessee. And it was while in Tennessee, about the mid-70s, I think 76, that his ophthalmologist was working on his eye. And his ophthalmologist said, you know, I think we might be able to do something here for your eyesight. They performed kind of radical surgery. It was new at the time. He was told of the dangers that he might lose. He had a kind of a light filtering. He couldn't see anything, but he could see light after his accident. And he was told that that might go away and he might be totally, you know, in darkness. But they decided it was worth the risk. And as I was reading his biography, they said that when they took the bandages off, you know, again, his light flooded his eyes, and he was disappointed at first because he still couldn't see. All he could see was just more light, you know, just a kind of blinding light. The doctor came over to his bedside and put very thick glasses on him, and he could see. And praise the Lord, for the rest of his life, he was able to see again when he was told he would never see again. And it's just a wonderful, I would just say at this point that if you are interested in his story, he wrote a book in 1976 called Darkness to Light, and published by the Sword of the Lord, and I would recommend that. It's easy reading and really, you know, uplifting and encouraging reading. But he would serve the Lord again with Dr. Rice until about 1980. He went back to the pastor as pastor and pastored in Florida and Colorado, I believe, both states until the Lord took him home in 2012. And just a wonderful story of a bitter man that's turned around through the grace of God. And I want to thank the Lord for this testimony and what a blessing he was to thousands and thousands of families and teenagers and Baptist churches during his time as an evangelist with Dr. Bill Rice. And I want to thank the Lord this morning for Dr. Bill Renstrom and how God turned his life around. He sings, and I remember hearing, you know, his favorite song was a song we don't really sing called When I See Him. And I want to read the first verse to you, and you'll know why this was his favorite song. He said this, he used to sing this all through his blindness. When the veil of darkness is fallen from my eyes and I stand before the beauty of his throne, and when the veil of darkness is rent from sky to sky, I shall see him as my own. And he would sing that song over and over again. In fact, if you go to YouTube, you can hear him sing. And his other favorite song was a song we do sing a lot, When We See Christ. And as Fanny Crosby did, those are their favorite songs, knowing that in his case, he always thought this. As it turns out, he was able to see before he died, but he thought that his first thing he saw in heaven would be the Lord. And so what a wonderful testimony. I want to thank the Lord for him this morning and Dr. Billy Renstrom.